you should be extremely selective with who gets your attention. Because you become what you give your attention to, as said by Epictetus. In an era where boundless distractions and demands fight for a piece of our mind, this wisdom is more relevant than ever. The great thinkers of the past understood that the objects of our attention, be they people, ideas, or endeavors, inevitably influence our character. That's why you must guard your attention with the utmost care, allowing entry only to those worthy of influencing your mind. The Stoics never asked for an easy life. They sought strong character. Therefore, whatever was put before them, whether difficult or easy, or whatever they felt, be it sadness or joy, was all neutral to them. Their only concern was how they should respond to these things. This is a life philosophy that many will never understand. To always make the best possible move, regardless of what happens, to always strive for virtue, no matter the situation. To focus only on character building and view the chaos around as something that aids in this process. It is to always remember the Stoic rule that it does not matter what you bear, but how you bear it. We will explore 9 strategies to live a balanced life. Strategy 1, harmonizing work and life. How can Stoic principles guide us to a balanced existence? In the quest for a balanced life, one of the most challenging arenas we navigate is the intersection of work and personal life. The Stoics, with their profound insights into human nature and ethics, offer valuable guidance on achieving harmony between these two spheres. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher and statesman, emphasized the importance of managing one's time and commitments wisely, advising us to treat time as a resource not to be wasted. But how can we apply Stoic wisdom to modern challenges of work-life balance? Why is it crucial to maintain equilibrium between our professional ambitions and personal well-being? Stoicism teaches that time is our most precious commodity, a non-renewable resource that should be spent with care and consideration. In the context of work and life, this means prioritizing tasks and responsibilities that align with our core values and long-term goals. It encourages us to ask ourselves regularly, are we investing time in what truly matters? By reflecting on how we allocate our hours, we can shift our efforts towards activities that enrich both our professional and personal lives, leading to a more fulfilling existence. Effective boundary setting is a practical application of Stoic discipline. Marcus Aurelius wrote about the importance of defining what is within our control and what is not. In our daily lives, this translates into setting clear boundaries between work and personal time. This might mean deciding to not check emails during family dinners or dedicating certain hours to undisturbed work. Setting and respecting these boundaries not only helps prevent burnout, but also ensures that both work and personal activities receive the attention they deserve. Reflection is a key tool in Stoicism for maintaining life balance. By taking time to reflect on our day-to-day experiences, we can better understand how our work impacts our personal life and vice versa. This might involve a nightly review of the day's achievements and setbacks or a weekly assessment of our overall well-being. Such practices allow us to make informed adjustments to our routines, ensuring that our professional endeavors do not overwhelm our capacity to enjoy life and nurture relationships. Seneca's advice on simplicity can be directly applied to managing work-life balance. He advocated for reducing life's complexities rather than multiplying them. In practical terms, this means streamlining work tasks and obligations to focus on what's genuinely productive and rewarding. Simplification may involve delegating, saying no to non-essential tasks, or using technology efficiently, all of which can help reduce stress and free up time for personal pursuits. Stoicism holds inner tranquility as a central goal, achievable through the practice of virtue and rational thinking. At work, this could mean maintaining composure in stressful situations or approaching conflicts with a mindset geared towards resolution rather than escalation. In personal life, it encourages taking time for activities that rejuvenate the mind and body, such as meditation, reading, or spending time in nature. Balancing these aspects leads to better mental health and improved productivity. A Stoic acknowledges that not everything in life can be perfectly balanced at all times. There will be days when work demands more attention, and other times when personal issues take precedence. Accepting this fluidity without undue stress is a Stoic approach that promotes resilience. It's about doing our best with the current circumstances and forgiving ourselves when things don't go as planned. To truly balance work and life, engage in activities that provide meaning and joy in both areas. The Stoics believed that happiness comes from doing things that are in accordance with our nature and virtues. This might mean choosing a career that aligns with our passions or engaging in hobbies that enrich our spirit. When work and personal activities are both sources of fulfillment, balancing them becomes more intuitive and rewarding. To practically implement Stoic principles in balancing work and life, start with weekly planning. Allocate time blocks for different roles and responsibilities, ensuring that both work and personal life receive dedicated attention. Use this plan to assess whether your time spent reflects your values and adjust as necessary. This regular planning and review process not only helps in maintaining balance, but also in making conscious choices that enhance both professional success and personal happiness. With this strategy, we see how Stoic wisdom provides a robust framework for managing the delicate balance between work and personal life. As we journey through these strategies, reflect on how each one might transform your approach to life's challenges and your pursuit of balance. Remember, the wisdom of the Stoics isn't just philosophical, it's profoundly practical. Strategy 2, mastering stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety are ubiquitous in modern life, manifesting as persistent challenges that can disrupt our balance and well-being. Stoicism, with its deep roots in logic and virtue, offers a powerful framework for managing these mental states effectively. The Stoics taught that it's not external events that disturb us, but rather our responses to them. Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." But how can we apply this philosophy to the stresses and anxieties we face today? What Stoic strategies can help us transform these reactions into responses that reinforce calm and equilibrium? The first step in applying Stoic wisdom to stress and anxiety is to understand their nature. Stress and anxiety often arise from our perceived inability to control or predict future events. However, the Stoic philosophy reminds us that the only things truly under our control are our own actions, thoughts, and responses. By internalizing this principle, we can shift our focus from external uncertainties to our internal capacities, significantly reducing the power these stressors have over us. Perception plays a crucial role in managing stress and anxiety. Stoics advocate for a reevaluation of our perceptions, urging us to distinguish between what is real and what is a product of our fears and assumptions. When faced with a stressful situation, ask yourself, is this situation inherently stressful, or is it my interpretation that makes it so? This questioning can help recalibrate your thoughts, aligning them more closely with reality and less with exaggerated fears. Stoicism and modern mindfulness share common ground in their emphasis on living in the present. Anxiety often stems from concerns about the future or regrets about the past. By cultivating presence, we tether ourselves to the here and now, where we are most effective. Practices such as deep breathing, mindful walking, or even engaging fully in a conversation can anchor us in the present, reducing feelings of anxiety. Stoics use reason as a tool to dismantle irrational fears and anxieties. When worries arise, engage them with rational inquiry. Ask, "What evidence do I have for this worry? What can I do about it right now? What is the worst that could happen, and how likely is that?" By systematically addressing concerns through reason, you can strip them of their irrational power and reduce the emotional response they elicit. Building resilience against stress and anxiety is a core Stoic practice. This involves anticipating potential stressors and rehearsing rational responses to them. Just as a fire drill prepares you to respond calmly in an emergency, mental rehearsals for handling stress can improve your emotional responses. Regularly practicing these scenarios in your mind can help you maintain calm when actual stressors arise. Reflection is a vital Stoic tool for understanding and managing emotions. Each evening, reflect on the day's events and your reactions to them. Identify moments when you felt stressed or anxious and examine how you responded. Were your reactions helpful, or did they exacerbate the situation? This practice not only provides insight, but also prepares you to handle similar situations better in the future. A fundamental aspect of Stoicism is accepting things we cannot change. Stress often arises from a desire to control the uncontrollable. By accepting that some situations are beyond our influence, we can redirect our energy towards what we can affect, significantly reducing anxiety related to uncertainty and powerlessness. To practically manage stress and anxiety, develop a daily routine that incorporates Stoic principles. Begin the day with a meditation focusing on things within your control. Throughout the day, use mindfulness to stay present in your tasks. When stress arises, apply rational thinking to deconstruct the anxiety. End the day with reflective journaling to assess and learn from your responses to stress. Through this strategy, Stoic wisdom provides a robust methodology for navigating stress and anxiety with grace and effectiveness. Remember that mastering stress and anxiety is not about eliminating these feelings entirely, but about transforming our engagement with them. Strategy 3. Balancing relationships, life, and work. Navigating the complex interplay between relationships, personal life, and professional commitments can seem like a Herculean task. Yet, Stoicism, with its profound insights into human behavior and ethics, provides timeless strategies to maintain harmony across these essential aspects of life. The Stoics emphasized the importance of living according to nature, which includes fulfilling our roles as friends, family members, and professionals diligently and thoughtfully. How can we use Stoic principles to ensure that none of these vital areas suffer from neglect? How can the pursuit of a Stoic life help us maintain balance and strengthen our connections with others while achieving personal and professional fulfillment? Stoics believe that each person has specific roles to play in life, roles determined by relationships, societal positions, and personal ambitions. Balancing these roles requires an understanding of what duties each role entails and prioritizing them according to their importance. Marcus Aurelius wrote about acting in accord with one's nature, emphasizing the need to perform each role to the best of our abilities. By clearly defining what is expected in each of our roles and striving to meet these expectations, we can create a balance that respects our various commitments while fostering personal integrity and respect from others. Effective prioritization is key in balancing the demands of relationships, work, and personal growth. The Stoic practice of focusing on what is within our control helps us to prioritize tasks and commitments effectively. We must ask ourselves, which actions will yield the most benefit for our well-being and for the well-being of those we care about? This involves making tough choices and sometimes saying no to demands that do not align with our core responsibilities or values, ensuring that our energy is invested in actions that truly matter. Stoicism teaches the value of equanimity, maintaining a calm and even-tempered demeanor regardless of external circumstances. This trait is incredibly valuable when juggling the pressures of work, the needs of relationships, and personal ambitions. By staying composed, we can think more clearly and make decisions that are not clouded by emotion, but guided by rationality and a clear understanding of our priorities. This Stoic calm helps in negotiating the stresses that come with conflicting demands and expectations from different areas of our lives. Clear and honest communication is essential in maintaining balance. The Stoics emphasize the importance of straightforwardness and integrity in speech. In relationships, clear communication helps to set expectations and boundaries with loved ones. At work, it ensures that our objectives and capabilities are understood, preventing misunderstandings and conflicts. By regularly assessing our communication strategies and their effectiveness in conveying our needs and responsibilities, we can avoid potential conflicts and misunderstandings. Regular reflection is a staple of Stoic practice, which can significantly aid in balancing life's various demands. By taking time to reflect on our day-to-day interactions and responsibilities, we can gain insights into how well we are fulfilling our roles and where we need to make adjustments. Reflection also allows us to recognize when certain areas of life are getting less attention, prompting us to realign our efforts accordingly. The Stoic virtues of wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance are directly applicable to relationship management. By practicing these virtues, we can enhance our interactions with others, whether in personal or professional settings. For example, Justice involves treating others fairly and with respect, which strengthens relationships. Courage allows us to address difficult issues in relationships and work, and temperance helps us maintain balance in emotional responses. One of the challenges in balancing different areas of life is the management of expectations, both our own and those of people around us. Stoicism teaches us to set realistic expectations based on a clear assessment of our circumstances and capabilities. By understanding and accepting our limitations, we can set achievable goals in our relationships, at work, and in personal development, reducing the stress that comes from striving for unattainable perfection. To practically implement this strategy, engage in a weekly review where you assess how well you've balanced your roles and responsibilities across work, life, and relationships. Plan for the upcoming week with a focus on areas that need more attention or where conflicts might arise. This planning not only helps preempt potential issues, but also ensures that you allocate time and resources efficiently across all areas of your life. By applying these Stoic strategies, you can achieve a more harmonious balance between your personal life, work, and relationships, leading to a more fulfilling and virtuous life. Keep these principles in mind to enhance your interactions and satisfaction in all facets of life. Strategy 4. Navigating goals, expectations, and emotions. In the tapestry of human experience, goals, expectations, fear of missing out, depression, and fear are intricately woven threads that can significantly impact our psychological and emotional well-being. Stoicism, a philosophy rooted in mastering emotions and valuing rational thought, offers profound insights into managing these aspects effectively. It teaches us to maintain a balanced perspective in our pursuit of goals, to set realistic expectations, and to handle the complex emotions of fear and depression. How then can Stoic philosophy help us manage these often competing forces to maintain mental stability and achieve personal growth? The Stoic approach to goals begins with aligning ambitions with our inner virtues and what is realistically achievable. Stoics argue that true contentment comes from focusing on self-improvement rather than external achievements. Therefore, when setting goals, it's crucial to base them on personal development and the cultivation of character. By doing so, we ensure our objectives are not only fulfilling, but also contribute to a greater sense of purpose and well-being. This approach mitigates the feeling of failure when external achievements are not met, as the primary goal is always personal growth. Stoics teach that unmet expectations are a primary source of dissatisfaction. Seneca advised that while it's natural to hope for the best, one should always be prepared for the worst. This perspective helps temper expectations and prepares us mentally for different outcomes, reducing potential disappointment. Expectations should be flexible and adaptable to circumstances, not rigid benchmarks that lead to inevitable frustration when unmet. By practicing this form of expectation management, we can maintain emotional equilibrium regardless of the situation. Fear of missing out is a relatively modern term, but the concept reflects a timeless human anxiety about being left out of beneficial experiences. Stoicism addresses this by focusing on the present and what truly matters: our actions, reactions, and personal virtues. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of concentrating on one's own life and not getting distracted by the actions of others. By focusing inwardly and valuing our present activities, we can overcome the anxiety that comes from comparisons and the fear of missing out. Stoicism does not advocate for a lack of ambition. Rather, it encourages ambitions that are in harmony with one's inner virtues and the common good. It teaches us to pursue goals vigorously, but to remain indifferent to the outcomes. This balance prevents the extremes of overzealous ambition or complacency, promoting a steady pursuit of objectives without attaching our self-worth to the attainment of those goals. Such a balanced approach leads to sustained efforts without the emotional turbulence that can accompany high-stakes ambitions. Fear is often a response to anticipated negative outcomes and can paralyze us, preventing us from taking meaningful action. Stoicism teaches us to dissect our fears rationally and to distinguish between those that are within our control and those that are not. By focusing on actions within our control, we diminish the irrational aspect of fear and enhance our capacity to act despite it. This empowers us to face challenges with courage and clarity, turning obstacles into opportunities for personal strength. While stoicism is not a cure for clinical depression, it offers tools that can alleviate some forms of sadness or melancholic states. The philosophy encourages us to focus on the present and find joy in our immediate activities and relationships. It also teaches the practice of gratitude, reflecting on what we have rather than what we lack, which can shift perspectives dramatically. These practices foster resilience and can provide a buffer against the depths of depression by anchoring us in the realities of our lives and the potential for good around us. Emotional resilience is key to handling life's ups and downs. Stoicism builds resilience through its teachings on the impermanence of external conditions and the permanence of our virtues and character. By continually focusing on developing inner strength and flexibility, we can face life's uncertainties with a fortified spirit. This resilience enables us to recover from setbacks more quickly and to approach life with a proactive, rather than reactive, mindset. Effective goal setting in Stoicism involves assessing what is truly beneficial for our growth and well-being. It requires us to be honest about our capabilities and the nature of our environment. Setting achievable, incremental goals that align with our core values leads to a series of successes that build confidence and diminish the fear of failure. Each achieved goal reinforces our ability to manage expectations and diminishes the anxiety associated with more significant challenges. Stoicism recognizes the importance of community and support networks in maintaining emotional and psychological balance. Engaging with others who share similar values can provide a sense of belonging and support, reducing feelings of isolation that often accompany fear of missing out and depression. Community involvement enhances our sense of purpose and contributes to our emotional well-being, reinforcing our efforts to live according to Stoic principles. Daily reflection is a crucial Stoic practice that helps maintain balance in our goals and emotions. By reflecting on our day's actions, decisions, and emotional responses, we can identify patterns that may lead to stress or anxiety. This self-awareness allows us to adjust our behaviors and strategies accordingly, ensuring that our actions continuously align with our overarching goals and Stoic values. Change is a constant in life, and our ability to adapt to change determines much of our overall happiness and satisfaction. Stoicism equips us with the mindset to accept change as part of the natural order of things. It teaches us to embrace change with openness and flexibility, reducing fears and anxieties related to the unknown. Acceptance does not mean passivity, but rather an active engagement with changing circumstances in a thoughtful and deliberate manner. To practically apply Stoic strategies to balance goals, expectations, and emotions, integrate specific Stoic exercises into your daily routine. For instance, start each day with a meditation on what you can control. Spend time in nature to connect with the present, or engage in journaling to reflect on your fears and successes. These practices ground you in Stoic philosophy and help cultivate a life that not only strives toward goals, but also appreciates the journey toward these goals. By embracing these Stoic strategies, we can navigate the complexities of goals, expectations, fear of missing out, depression, and fear with a balanced and rational approach. This not only enhances our ability to achieve personal and professional success, but also leads to a richer, more fulfilling life. Strategy 5. Cultivating health, exercise, and discipline. How can Stoicism guide us towards physical and mental well-being? In the realm of personal well-being, balancing health, exercise, and discipline forms the cornerstone of a vibrant life. Stoicism, with its focus on self-control and moderation, provides a philosophical blueprint for maintaining this balance. It teaches that the mind and body are interconnected, suggesting that our physical health significantly impacts our mental state and vice versa. How then can we apply Stoic principles to enhance our physical fitness while simultaneously fostering mental resilience? What does Stoicism tell us about the virtues of exercise and discipline, and how can these elements contribute to a balanced and healthy lifestyle? Stoicism does not merely advocate for mental fortitude, it also emphasizes the importance of physical well-being. The Stoics understood that a strong and healthy body supports a strong and resilient mind. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often discuss the value of physical exercise as a duty to oneself, not just for personal health, but as a responsibility to the society that depends on each of its members being strong and capable. This perspective encourages us to view exercise and physical health not as optional or solely for aesthetic reasons, but as fundamental to our ability to function optimally, both personally and within our communities. Discipline is a central tenet of Stoicism and is particularly relevant to maintaining health and exercise routines. Discipline, as the Stoics practice it, is not about harsh restrictions but about creating freedom within structured choices. By establishing routine and structure around physical activity, we free our minds from the daily decision-making that can lead to inconsistency and procrastination. Discipline in exercise means committing to regular physical activity, even when we do not feel like it, because we understand its long-term benefits, not only for our bodies, but for our overall ability to think clearly and act rationally. Stoicism teaches moderation in all things, including exercise. While regular physical activity is crucial, equally important is allowing the body to rest and recover. Overexercising can lead to injuries and burnout, both physically and mentally. The Stoic approach would be to listen to the body's signals, giving it time to rest and rejuvenate. This balance ensures sustainability in our exercise routines, preventing the common pitfalls that can accompany overly enthusiastic fitness regimens. Diet is another critical aspect of health where Stoicism can offer guidance. Stoics promote a diet that is simple and nourishing, avoiding excesses and emphasizing natural foods that support the body's functions. They advocate eating to live, not living to eat, suggesting that food should be chosen for its nutritional value and its ability to keep the body in optimal health, rather than for transient pleasures it can provide. This philosophy can help us make dietary choices that are balanced, reasonable, and conducive to long-term health. Physical exercise is well known for its benefits to mental health, such as reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety. Stoicism supports this link by advocating physical activity as a means of clearing the mind and reducing emotional excesses. Regular exercise releases endorphins, which improve mood and stress levels, thereby enhancing our emotional resilience in the face of daily stresses. The discipline of maintaining an exercise routine also builds mental toughness and a sense of accomplishment that feeds back into emotional stability. Stoicism places high value on routine as a way to enforce discipline and order in one's life. By setting a regular schedule for exercise, meals, and even rest, we can create a rhythm that our body and mind can rely on. This predictability helps to reduce stress and makes it easier to maintain a healthy balance in our lives. Consistency in our routines reinforces our physical activities and dietary habits, making them more effective and integrated into our daily lives. A Stoic is always aware of their body and mind's responses to their lifestyle choices and is ready to adjust their habits as needed. This self-awareness is crucial in maintaining a balanced approach to health and exercise. If a particular routine or diet does not yield the expected benefits or causes unexpected issues, the Stoic approach is to modify it rationally, without becoming emotionally attached to the initial plan. This flexibility helps to maintain the right balance between sticking to a discipline and adapting to life's changes. Stoicism acknowledges the role of community in supporting and sustaining our health goals. Engaging with a community of like-minded individuals who prioritize health and exercise can provide motivation, insight, and support. This communal aspect can enhance our commitment to our health goals, providing a network of accountability and encouragement, which is vital for maintaining discipline in exercise and dietary habits. Stoics are pragmatic about goal setting. When it comes to health and exercise, they would advocate for setting achievable, realistic goals that challenge the individual, but are also attainable. Unrealistic goals can lead to disappointment and may diminish our motivation. By setting sensible targets, we can enjoy the satisfaction of achievement, which in turn fuels our motivation to maintain our health routines. Regular reflection on the progress made and setbacks encountered is essential for a Stoic practice. This reflection not only provides an opportunity to celebrate successes, but also to learn from failures. In the context of health and exercise, this might mean adjusting exercise intensity, changing dietary choices, or finding better ways to integrate physical activity into a busy schedule. Reflection helps us to continuously evolve our approach to health, ensuring it remains aligned with our overall life goals. Finally, Stoicism does not separate the physical from the psychological or the spiritual. It sees health as a holistic blend of these elements. Exercise and discipline in diet are not just about maintaining physical health, but are integral to developing a strong and virtuous character. This holistic view encourages us to see health and exercise as part of a broader endeavor to live a balanced, ethical, and fulfilling life. To practically integrate these principles into daily life, begin by establishing a routine that includes specific times for exercise, meals, and mental reflection. Use journaling to track your progress and adjustments in your health regimen, reflecting on how changes affect your physical and mental state. Engage with community exercise programs or groups that align with Stoic principles, and always remember to evaluate your health goals through the lens of Stoic moderation and practicality. By embracing these Stoic strategies, we can approach health, exercise, and discipline not just as necessary parts of life, but as integral to cultivating a well-rounded and virtuous existence. Let these principles guide you towards a more harmonious and healthful life. Strategy 6. Embracing the present. Why is now all we truly have? The Stoics believed fervently in the power of living in the present moment. But what does this mean for us today? How often do you find yourself dwelling on past mistakes or fretting over future uncertainties? Marcus Aurelius once noted, "Confine yourself to the present." But why is this simple advice so profound? According to the Stoics, life is an endless series of present moments. Yet many of us spend our days haunted by the past or anxious about the future. Seneca wrote, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." By focusing on the now, we can take control of our life's narrative, not as passive recipients of time, but as active participants in our own story. Living in the present requires a delicate balance between control and acceptance. While we can influence our current actions and attitudes, many outcomes lie beyond our direct control. This doesn't mean we are powerless. Rather, we must focus our energies where they count most. Ask yourself, what can I control in this very moment? Your attention is a powerful tool. Where you choose to direct it shapes your reality. Epictetus urged, "Do not seek to have events happen as you want them to, but instead, want them to happen as they do happen, and your life will go well." By focusing on the present, you align more closely with reality, not as you wish it to be, but as it truly is. In our modern age, distraction is a constant. Phones, notifications, endless to-do lists. How often do these take you away from the real experiences of life? The Stoics would see this as a surrender of freedom. By choosing engagement over distraction, you reclaim your focus and with it, your time and energy. Mindfulness is the practice of maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness of our thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and surrounding environment. Stoicism predates modern mindfulness practices, but they share common ground. Try incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine. Notice the immediate world around you, how you feel, the thoughts that drift through your mind without judgment. Reflection in Stoicism isn't merely about thought, it's about improvement. At the end of each day, ask yourself, what went well? What didn't? What can I do differently tomorrow? This practice not only roots you in the present, but also turns it into a foundation for growth. Gratitude ties deeply into the present. By appreciating what you have here and now, you fend off the discontent that comes from focusing on what you lack or fear losing. Start each day by listing three things you are grateful for. How does this simple act shift your perspective on the day ahead? Now let's make it practical. Each morning before you dive into your day's tasks, spend a moment in silence. Just 5 minutes. Sit with the day as it is, without the urge to change or control it. Breathe in the day's potential. Breathe out the need for it to be different. This practice sets the tone for a balanced, Stoic approach to daily life, centered on the present and enriched by it. Strategy 7. Rationality is the pathway to freedom. What can reason reveal about our choices? The Stoics held rationality in high esteem, seeing it as the steering wheel guiding the ship of life through tumultuous seas. But how often do we pause in our day-to-day lives to consider the role of reason in our decisions? Marcus Aurelius famously asserted, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. This simple truth underscores the Stoic belief that rational thinking is not just an intellectual exercise, but a practical tool for achieving a balanced life. Why, then, should we strive to cultivate rationality, and how can it serve as a pathway to freedom? Rationality begins with understanding the nature of things, including our own nature. The Stoics teach us that by comprehending the world's workings and our place within it, we can align our actions with the natural order. This alignment isn't about fatalism, but about recognizing what is within our power to change and what is not. When we mistake the uncontrollable for the controllable, we set ourselves up for frustration and disappointment. How often have you found yourself upset or angry over something beyond your control? This is where rationality brings clarity, helping us focus our energies wisely. Each day presents numerous decisions, from the mundane to the life-changing. Employing rational thought allows us to approach these decisions with a clear mind, basing our choices on logic rather than fleeting emotions. Rationality doesn't strip away our emotions, but frames them within a context that enhances our understanding. For instance, when faced with a stressful situation at work, rather than reacting impulsively, a Stoic approach would involve stepping back, assessing the facts, and determining the best course of action based on reason. While Stoicism often emphasizes control over emotions, it does not advocate for their complete suppression. Instead, it teaches us to understand and manage our emotions through the lens of rationality. This form of emotional intelligence is crucial. It allows us to experience feelings but prevents them from overriding our sense of reason. Consider a moment when anger or joy clouded your judgment. By applying rational thinking, we can acknowledge these emotions without letting them dictate our actions. Our interactions with others can often be sources of great joy and profound irritation. Stoic rationality teaches us to approach these interactions with a mindset that values tranquility over conflict. Before responding to a provocation, ask yourself, "Is my response necessary? Is it true? Is it beneficial?" This reflective questioning is a rational filter that ensures our responses contribute to harmony rather than discord. One of the most liberating aspects of Stoic rationality is the concept of indifference to things that don't truly matter. This doesn't mean we don't care about anything. Rather, we only invest emotionally in what is truly significant and within our control. This selective investment frees us from countless trivial worries that otherwise cloud our minds. How freeing is it to realize that many of the things we fret about today won't matter in a year or even in a month? Rational thinking is inherently forward-looking. It encourages us to set and pursue long-term goals that align with our values and virtues, rather than being swayed by short-term gratifications. When we plan our life trajectory through a rational lens, we create a roadmap that is both fulfilling and realistic. This process involves identifying what truly matters to us and devising strategies to attain these ends, while simultaneously letting go of unrealistic aspirations. Integrating rationality into daily life requires practice. Begin by questioning your initial reactions to events. Are they based on reason or reflex? Cultivate a habit of pausing before reacting, considering the rational response. Over time, this practice builds a mental framework that prioritizes thoughtful deliberation over impulsive decisions. This doesn't only apply to major life decisions, but also to the small choices we make every day, which collectively shape our life's path. To practically apply Stoic rationality, end each day with a rational review. Reflect on the day's decisions and interactions. Were they guided by reason or emotion? What could have been handled more rationally? This daily exercise not only helps in refining your decision-making process, but also reinforces the Stoic practice of living a reasoned life. By regularly engaging in this introspective practice, you cultivate a balanced life where reason guides your path towards tranquility and fulfillment. Strategy 8. Cultivating resilience through acceptance. How can embracing challenges transform our lives? Resilience, a core Stoic virtue, is often misconstrued as merely surviving through adversities. However, Stoicism invites us to see resilience as an opportunity for personal growth and transformation. Marcus Aurelius mused, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This perspective encourages us not just to withstand life's challenges, but to embrace them as catalysts for strength. Why then should we adopt this mindset? And how does accepting and leveraging obstacles enhance our life's balance? Stoic resilience is not about denial or mere endurance. It's about perceiving challenges as integral to our life's narrative. This philosophy teaches that every difficulty presents a chance to practice virtue and improve our character. When we face a setback, the Stoic doesn't ask, "Why me?" but "What can I learn from this?" This shift from victimhood to a learner's mindset empowers us to take control of our narrative and extract wisdom from adversity. Our perception significantly influences our experience of life's events. If we view challenges as insurmountable obstacles, they become sources of dread and anxiety. However, if we see them as opportunities to test and refine our virtues, they transform into valuable experiences. The Stoics believed that by changing our perceptions, we change our responses to challenges and ultimately our overall quality of life. How do you currently view the obstacles you face, and how might a shift in perception change your approach? To live a Stoic life is to embrace challenges willingly. This acceptance is rooted in the understanding that obstacles are not merely to be overcome, but are essential parts of our journey. Each challenge is a question posed by life, and how we answer defines our character. By choosing to see challenges as opportunities to exhibit courage, perseverance, and adaptability, we not only overcome them, but grow stronger through them. Patience is a critical aspect of resilience. It allows us to endure difficult times with composure and dignity, without rushing to poor judgments or actions that we might later regret. The Stoics emphasize patience not as a passive waiting, but as an active engagement with the process of life. Through patience, we learn to hold steady under pressure and act only when true action is required. Building resilience is a daily practice. It involves setting intentions each morning to face the day's challenges with grace and wisdom. It includes reflecting each evening on what those challenges taught us and how we can apply these lessons going forward. Regular meditation, journaling, and thoughtful contemplation are tools that reinforce our capacity to remain balanced and purposeful amidst life's inevitable upheavals. Resilience is also fostered through our relationships with others. Stoicism teaches that we are social beings, meant to live in harmony with one another. By supporting others in their times of need and accepting support when we face our own trials, we build a community of resilience. Sharing our struggles and insights allows us to realize that we are not alone in our journey, enriching our collective ability to thrive. A crucial component of Stoic resilience is the acceptance of change. Life is inherently dynamic, filled with constant shifts and turns. By accepting change as a natural and expected part of existence, we reduce our resistance to new circumstances. This acceptance does not diminish our agency, but rather enhances our ability to navigate life's changes with agility and confidence. Incorporate a practical exercise into your routine to build resilience. Engage in reflective resilience by writing down daily the challenges you encountered and how you responded to them. Note what strategies worked and what didn't, and plan how you might improve your responses in the future. This practice not only strengthens your resilience, but also provides a clear record of your growth over time, serving as a motivational reminder of your capacity to adapt and flourish. Through this strategy, we learn that resilience shaped by Stoic acceptance is not just about surviving life, but thriving within it. Strategy 9. Synthesizing the Stoic life. How do we integrate all aspects to achieve ultimate balance? Achieving a balanced life through Stoic philosophy is not merely about addressing individual aspects of existence separately, such as health, relationships, or discipline, but about integrating these elements into a cohesive whole. This final strategy explores how we can weave together the lessons learned from the previous 8 strategies to create a harmonious and fulfilling life. Stoicism, with its focus on virtue, reason, and self-control, offers a framework not just for dealing with life's challenges, but for thriving amidst them. How then can we synthesize our knowledge and practices from Stoic teachings to maximize our well-being and live truly balanced lives? The first step in synthesizing a Stoic life is understanding that all Stoic teachings are interconnected. Each strategy, from managing expectations to maintaining physical health, supports and enhances the others. For instance, discipline in exercise reinforces self-control in emotional life, and clarity in our relationships enhances our overall peace of mind. Recognizing these connections helps us see our development as a holistic process rather than a series of disjointed efforts. Integrating Stoic principles into daily life means establishing routines that encompass all areas of personal development. This could involve morning meditations to set intentions for the day, structured times for physical exercise, designated moments for reflecting on personal relationships, and evening reviews of the day's accomplishments and areas for improvement. Each part of the day can be oriented toward practicing a different Stoic principle, ensuring that every aspect of the philosophy is actively lived out. Stoics recognize the importance of social duties and personal growth, seeing them as mutually reinforcing rather than conflicting. Fulfilling our roles in family and community teaches us virtues like compassion, justice, and responsibility, which in turn enrich our personal character. Conversely, focusing on personal virtues like discipline and wisdom enables us to contribute more effectively to the well-being of others around us. Striking this balance requires mindful allocation of time and energy to ensure both areas receive adequate attention. Consistency is key in Stoic practice. It's not enough to apply Stoic principles sporadically. The true benefit comes from their consistent application. This means making Stoic practices such as reflection, moderation, and rational decision-making habitual parts of our lives. Over time, these practices become second nature, deeply ingrained in our daily actions and thoughts. Reflection is a powerful tool for maintaining balance and integrating Stoic principles into everyday life. Regular self-examination allows us to assess whether we are living in accordance with our values and what adjustments may be necessary. Reflective practices might include journaling, contemplative walks, or deep discussions with a trusted friend or mentor about one's progress in living a Stoic life. Stoicism teaches flexibility and adaptability in the face of life's inevitable changes. This means being prepared to adjust our practices and goals as circumstances evolve. Whether it's changing our approach to health due to aging or shifting our focus in relationships as family dynamics change, a Stoic embraces these changes without losing sight of their overall goals for a balanced life. Resilience is at the heart of Stoic philosophy. It's about more than just enduring. It's about growing stronger through the challenges we face. By viewing every difficulty as an opportunity to practice virtues such as courage and patience, we develop a resilience that supports balance across all areas of life. This resilience ensures that when one aspect of life is struggling, others can provide strength and support. Finding balance between work and personal life is crucial for living a Stoic life. This doesn't necessarily mean spending equal time on each, but ensuring that work enriches rather than detracts from personal well-being, and that personal life supports professional responsibilities. Achieving this integration requires setting clear boundaries, prioritizing effectively, and being mindful of how work and personal activities influence each other. Community is integral to a Stoic life, providing support, perspective, and opportunities for practicing virtues. Engaging with a community, whether it's a local group, an online forum, or a global network, helps us refine our understanding of Stoicism and its application. Through these interactions, we gain insights from others' experiences, which can help us adjust our own approach to achieving balance. Acceptance is a profound Stoic virtue. It involves acknowledging and embracing things as they are, not as we wish them to be. This acceptance applies to everything from personal limitations to external circumstances. By practicing acceptance, we avoid unnecessary frustration and free up mental energy to focus on areas of life where we can make meaningful changes. Physical health is not just one aspect of life. It is the foundation that supports all others. A sound body supports a sound mind, enabling us to engage more fully with Stoic practices. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and adequate rest are not mere physical activities. They are acts of respect toward ourselves that reflect our commitment to living virtuously. Stoicism helps develop emotional intelligence by encouraging us to recognize, understand, and manage our emotions and those of others. This understanding allows for better handling of interpersonal relationships and self-management, leading to a more harmonious and balanced life. Emotional intelligence is crucial for navigating the complexities of modern life while maintaining inner peace. Gratitude is a powerful Stoic tool. It shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, cultivating contentment and peace. Daily gratitude practices, such as maintaining a gratitude journal or meditating on things we're thankful for, can profoundly impact our outlook and help integrate a sense of well-being throughout all aspects of our life. Stoicism teaches us to aspire to great things while finding contentment with what we have. This balance prevents restlessness and dissatisfaction, promoting a stable pursuit of goals without attachment to outcomes. Aspirations drive us forward, while contentment offers a peaceful acceptance of each moment as it comes. Fear and desire, if unchecked, can destabilize our lives. Stoicism teaches us to navigate these emotions with a rational and moderated approach. By understanding the root causes of our fears and desires, we can address them constructively without allowing them to dictate our actions. This balanced approach helps maintain emotional stability and aligns our actions more closely with our values. Every decision is an opportunity to practice Stoic wisdom. By applying Stoic principles, such as considering the common good, reflecting on the permanence of the outcome, and assessing the control we have over results, we make decisions that are not only rational, but also enriching to our lives and those around us. This mindful approach to decision-making ensures that our choices contribute to a balanced life. One of the most effective ways to deepen our understanding of Stoicism and integrate its teachings into our lives is to teach these principles to others. Sharing our insights and practices not only helps others but also reinforces our commitment to these ideals. Teaching requires us to clarify our thoughts and live by the principles we advocate, embedding them more deeply in our lives. While we strive to integrate Stoic practices into our lives, learning from others, both past Stoic masters and contemporary practitioners, can provide valuable insights and inspiration. Reading Stoic texts, participating in discussions, and observing how others apply Stoicism in their lives can offer new perspectives and strategies for maintaining balance. Finally, regular evaluation of our progress in living a Stoic life helps ensure that we are continuously moving towards greater balance and fulfillment. Setting new goals based on these evaluations keeps us engaged and growing, preventing stagnation and ensuring that our life remains dynamic and responsive to our changing needs and circumstances. By integrating these elements into a cohesive practice, we achieve not just balance, but a profound harmony in living. This final strategy, synthesizing all aspects of Stoicism, offers a comprehensive approach to a fulfilled and balanced life. As we continue to explore and apply these principles, we pave the way for a life of virtue, contentment, and resilience, embodying the true spirit of Stoicism in every action we take.